Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
After losing last night 6-5 in 10 innings, the Orioles try to take the series tonight against the Texas Rangers. Brandon Young on the mound for the Orioles. Lineup is out. Jackson Holliday leading off at second base. Jordan Westberg's back. He's at third base batting second. Gunnar Henderson batting third at shortstop. Ryan O'Hearn's at first base batting fourth. Gary Sanchez, he's the DH batting fifth. Colton Cowser back in the lineup in left field batting sixth. Cedric Mullins batting seventh in center field. Dylan Carlson, I want to call him Daniel for some reason. Dylan Carlson's in right field batting eighth. And Chadwick Trump making the Orioles great again. He's batting ninth and behind the plate. So they got somebody who's competent doing the catching.
Yeah. It's great to see Westy back. It feels like a lineup of a team that feels like there's a little, like, I mean, their season's over, but like they shouldn't feel that way. And it looks like a team that's trying to
got 100 games
to salvage this season. And they know that they've got, at least on paper, a massive imbalance in terms of the pitching matchup. So, yeah, I mean, look, we're going lefties pretty much almost across the board, except for the Sanchez Trump thing, where I can see them wanting to keep Sanchez's bat in the lineup, I guess, although we'll see what he does.
Hit some homers, Jason.
We'll see what he does against a nasty righty here. And look, DeGrom has been great for them. I mean, the Rangers pitching has been superb, and I didn't know much about that kid yesterday, but the fact that he came in and surprised shouldn't be a surprise, because the real surprise with the Rangers is the pitching's been amazing. They just can't hit the ball. I don't know what to expect out of Brandon Young. Do you guys have any expectations for Brandon Young?
He's got to throw strikes.
Do you expect him to?
I can't say yes, because in his two starts, he had 8 walks. In that first start against the Reds where he made his MLB debut, he was pitching around a lot of traffic that game, and I felt he was very fortunate to only give up 3 earned runs. And the Tigers game was a mess the last time we saw him. He has to throw strikes. Am I confident that he will? We'll see.
Well, that's the problem, isn't it? When he's pitched up here, he's had trouble throwing strikes.
Well, and it's been obviously few and far between, and he's had...
It's been since April.
Yeah, he's had difficulties. He's had health. I mean, he hasn't been available. He hasn't been a guy who's been able to pitch with regularity, and now he's back in the majors in a tough spot. I mean, look, as... His looking at his minor league splits here. I mean, I'm not a big Brandon Young guy. Like I don't really fancy him. I don't think that like deception and what they think of his stuff, and I think they probably think more of his stuff than other organizations do. I don't think it's going to be enough to carry him. He fits the profile of so many guys that they've fallen for who tend to look their absolute best at double A, and then it starts looking a little shakier at triple A, and then you'd really drill down on them and you start to see him pitch against better triple A lineups, and then you're like, yeah, this guy's probably a spot starter slash bullpen guy. Like that's what I think a lot of these guys are going to become.
I also find it interesting that he's only had one start at Norfolk since coming back from injury. Yeah. He had two starts in Aberdeen. He was in Aberdeen 11 days ago making a start, and now he's in the majors.
I mean, if they try to get more than 9 outs out of this guy, they're probably fooling themselves.
Probably. And it does.
And the good news is you have the off day tomorrow. Finally.
Yes. Yeah. What are your thoughts about Westbrook finally back in the lineup?
I mean,
huge.
I hope he can pick up where he left off. I mean, anything in the hand scares me. It just does. Now, this supposedly is just jammed fingers kind of thing and not anything like any big bones in the hand or
bone.
You know, and it's not the wrist, at least they say. I'm concerned about Jordan Westberg looking like walking wounded all the time.
Yes, he's got to be able to stay healthy. But him, I was thinking after he wasn't in the lineup yesterday that it probably was an IL stint. So the fact that he is in the lineup today is a very good thing. And if he can just pick up where he left off, because he was looking like Jordan Westberg again, driving in a lot of runs.
Well, and he's playing third base. Like, you could have also put him in the spot Sanchez is and kept another, you know, and played Ramon. Now, I know they're not trying to go too right-handed heavy against the righty, but like, they could have brought him back and just seen how he hit, not necessarily have him try to field
everything
a
on
ball
his plate 100.
I mean, like, I got news for you. Like, I don't think Brandon Young's going to be missing a ton of bats. So, like, hot corner, like, he might, you know, something might be coming 103 off the bat. Like, that doesn't feel great in your glove. So the fact that they're, you know, he's good to go for all baseball activities, not just swinging a bat, I'll take that as a good sign.
By the way, at least for one day, they decided not to tempt fate and put Gary Sanchez back behind the plate after the display yesterday evening.
I mean, we'll talk about it a little later.
Oh, we're going to.
I, you know. Hey, look, we lived through this with Pedro Severino, and they decided to go get older, more expensive Severino, who, yeah, he'll hit home runs, but he can't catch the ball. He's a DH. He shouldn't do anything other than DH. They signed a DH to replace McCann. That's what they did. They had a whole market full of guys out there, including McCann. And they decided that, you know, all they care about is launch angle and dudes who they thought would match lefties. Everything else was under control. It's a great roster. Just listen to them. Just listen to the billionaire in Davos, Switzerland. It turns out, not so much. You're looking a little fraudulent.
By the way, this is much worse than Pedro Severino because
he was young with upside. You thought you could work with him. Yeah. There's an established body of work. People hate throwing to this guy. People hate having this guy catch for them. They've hated it everywhere he's gone.
And they weren't good then, and nobody thought they were good. This team was supposed to be good.
Yeah.
Like Pedro Severino.
One guy was a young waiver claim, and another one is an old free agent signing.
Yeah, like I Pedro Severino drove me crazy, but I didn't expect them to win anything when he was here, so... This is much, much worse. By the way, that's going to go down as a great day, signing Tyler O'Neill and Gary Sanchez on the same day.
Yeah, if all you care about is stupid numbers, that isn't even that proprietary anymore. If you think you're smarter than everybody else, but baseball IQ and athleticism and fielding your position and being able to throw the ball and catch the ball and block the ball and frame the ball and have people want to throw the ball to you when you're listed as a catcher, if you think that stuff matters, then you knew in real time that it was an idiotic signing.
Orioles and Rangers, 6:30 first pitch. That means Baltimore baseball tonight at 5:30. That is Bordy and the Bobster coming up live from Pickles at 5:30. Mike Florio is going to join us at 4:30. Him and Pablo Torre broke the story about collusion in the National Football League, which affected a lot of players. One in particular that's important to us, Lamar Jackson, and... let's look back at this situation now that it's out there, and why is this not a bigger deal? We'll discuss next here.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, Every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm a fan. Hey, before we get to football collusion, fifth caller right now, 415-83-1057. You get two tickets to see Seether and Daughtry. It's October 12th at Pier 6 Pavilion. Seether
basically Skillet.
And Daughtry. Yeah. I've never heard of Skillet. 415-83-1057.
You're better off.
Yeah. Man, I'm not as up on the Christian rock scene as I thought I was, but Seether and Daughtry, 410-583-1057, your tickets to see Seether and Daughtry right now.
Bone, maybe you'll see Skillet when you're in Greece.
No, I doubt it.
You doubt it?
That's coming, right? It's
end of August.
Wow.
End of August. Sneaking up, probably less than 2 months away. I think it's August
3 months 22nd? From last month.
Yeah. That's there you go.
Yeah. So Lamar Jackson, this was on the heels of DeSean Jackson, and obviously Jimmy Haslam went rogue and gave DeSean Jackson a fully guaranteed deal. And as it turns out, Roger Goodell was not happy about this, and they had some executive council meeting where they basically said, we're not doing that anymore, and that affected a lot of players, including one Lamar Jackson who was trying to get a new deal.
Well, look, there's a lot of things here that I think are incredibly noteworthy and frankly pretty damning for the NFL. And it's one thing for you to have a certain amount of common sense and understand big business and understand sports and sports economics and know in real time that this is shady as hell, that for a team to take their best asset, a team that has had at times epic struggles identifying, developing. We've watched a lot of bad football around here with dudes playing quarterback in the NFL, no business playing quarterback in the NFL. And for them to have found one where they found him at the end of the first round, and for him to turn in what he was turning into, and for them to decide, we don't even need to put an exclusive tag on this guy. You know what I mean? There's tackles, there's guards, there's all kinds of people who end up safeties who get exclusive tags. We've got a quarterback, maybe the best one on the planet, certainly one of the five best. We don't even need to worry about an offer sheet.
Because they
knew.
We're
going to shove it in his face. He's going to go out into the market. Not only is no one going to make him an offer sheet, no one's even going to call him. No one's even going to ring the phone. Like, no owner, no team president is even going to want to have a coffee with him and find out what makes him tick. Like, we're going to crush him. And we know we're going to crush it because we had this management council meeting where they basically told us, hey, it's in the best interest of everybody to, after the Deshaun Watson thing, to really sit out on these guaranteed contracts and make these players sweat. And then you've got, you know, idiots from the PA like J.C. Treader talking bad about people like Russell Wilson who are trying to get these kind of deals. I mean, Russ does ask for it. But like, when even the when we reach a point where The NFLPA finally does file the collusion suit, and then the rulings come out, and the ruling looks pretty bad for the NFL, but the PA doesn't even want it out because it kind of looks bad for them too, but it looks worse for the NFL. Like, in what other industry where you're supposed to be competing with the titans of industry to be the best and to be the last one standing, right? And to win Super Bowls and build the best teams you can, like, ostensibly that's supposed to be what this is all about. Would you have the owner of a Chargers team who's about to do a negotiation with their quarterback,
second generation,
calling the owner of a Cardinals team,
second generation,
that extended their quarterback and high-fiving over the fact that you helped me with Herbert by doing what you did with Kyler Murray?
Yes.
I just think it's crazy.
I just think this is infinitely more damning towards the NFL as opposed to the NFLPA.
Absolutely.
And the fact that the PA isn't pushing this just goes back to what you've been saying since yesterday, Jason. The NFLPA leadership is just inept for them to not be pumping this. This ruling came out
That's
in
the
January.
Biggest thing for me is that the
they
PA.
They fought to keep it under wraps for months.
It came
Pablo
out in
Pablo Torre had to, like, it took him months.
We're talking 6 months ago it came out. I think it was January 24th. 6 months ago. The second that came out, if I'm the NFLPA, I could care less about J.C. Treader crapping on Russell Wilson. The rest of this is so damning towards the league.
Yeah, I guess timing is everything, and maybe people just aren't in football mode now. You would think that this would fill the void with there not being anything on the field right now. You would think people would try to be more able to grasp the fact that, hey, that's pretty fishy that the league with the biggest revenues in America, that has the biggest TV contracts in America, that sets itself out to be the ultimate sort of meritocracy, right? And they set up a system where, yeah, they're sharing stuff, but that's supposed to give everybody a chance, right, to compete. Yet nobody wanted to compete at all to even find out where, like, what Lamar's schedule was to go down to Florida and have lunch with him.
Or maybe his phone was broke.
The mic, yeah.
Yeah.
And they hid behind, oh, he doesn't have an agent. Or they hid behind,
yes.
Oh, well, he gets hurt sometimes. Or he hasn't won a Super Bowl yet. And at a time when how many quarterbacks in the league had won Super Bowls?
Well, they had Desmond Ridder.
And they tell their local media that, yeah, we like this Ridder kid. And we're spending our money on guards. Safeties and guards. And we think next year's quarterback class could be awesome. Like, it defied credulity in real time. We called it out on this show repeatedly in real time. We questioned people in the media who were willing to parrot these talking points for their owners and with various cities where we're like, how could you not, like, how could the fans there not be clamoring? How could you in the media not be clamoring saying, wait a minute, that can't be your only explanation? People were coming out of the woods to leak why they didn't want Lamar Jackson before we even knew what kind of tag Lamar Jackson was getting.
Well, that was funny, wasn't it?
Correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but I feel like it was during a show we were doing where it was a handful of teams all within an hour.
Oh, they already put out statements. Yes. Yeah.
It was the Falcons. Yeah. It was the Commanders.
We wouldn't want the Dolphins.
Right. So wait a minute. So all that obviously been planned in the past, but the Ravens had no idea that basically they were risking nothing by non-exclusive tagging him.
By the way,
I find that hard to believe.
The Dolphins was funny, too, because wasn't Stephen Ross on a boat with Tom Brady?
He lost a draft pick from it.
Yeah, but now he's not interested in Lamar Jackson. Now, I guess he got Tua, but like Tua.
It was before they paid Tua. Yeah, they could have traded Tua for whatever.
They could have, yes.
And Lamar in South Florida, what would that have been?
And Lamar Jackson, and there's no world where he's not better than Tua. So, like, come on.
Lamar Ridder playing 20 minutes from where he grew up?
Yeah.
I don't know. Again, I'm not the right person to have a feel for what's going to light a fire under people.
It is weird, though. It's not a bigger deal.
This is shameful. It's shameful. And it explains why the Ravens, to me, were as willing to be as stuck in as they were, and why they clearly felt like the risk ain't what the average person would think the risk would be here. And that if he's non-exclusive and no one even calls him, then we've got him.
For me, and
to the other owners, we're breaking these quarterbacks. We're breaking their spirit. They're not even going to ask for it anymore. We're just going to pretend that what Haslam did never happened.
Here's the other thing, though, and this is kind of semantics, and I feel like you have the right to feel the way you feel, and you're not wrong. he still made a lot of money. Like they did, this wasn't like pre-free agency in baseball where they weren't paying people a real wage and there was no way out of it. He still momentarily was the top quarterback paid in the league. Now, granted, they are keeping salary.
He didn't get with Deshaun Watson.
No, not the guaranteed, but the year at the moment he was for like 5 minutes he was the. For a yearly, but like,
and so was Joe Flacco.
Yeah, yes, yeah. So
a far lesser player.
So it's it's artificial, but it's not like Lamar Jackson's poor.
But that doesn't. But if I'm Lamar Jackson and I'm reading this document, I'm saying, well, I never even found it.
Yeah,
they pretended that they used the tag the way they used it so that I could find out what was out there for me, when in reality, the whole league was colluding to not let me find out what they really thought of me because they were going to pretend I wasn't a free agent, even though I was.
So that's what we think of this whole situation. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, he broke this with Pablo Torre. He joins us next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The National Football League engaged in collusion. I'm kind of surprised still that this isn't a much bigger story, but Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk and Pablo Torre broke this story, and Mike Florio joins us now, courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Mike, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. One of the things I'm puzzled about with this, and I'm curious to get your impression on it, Mike, like, why didn't the PA want this out here? Like, the fact that they seem to want this suppressed as well.
This is such a missed opportunity for them, and good afternoon, by the way. But when you consider the broader context of the NFL-NFLPA relationship, if and when there's ever a potential work stoppage, the owners will gladly shut the sport down for a season to get what they want. The players just won't do that. They're not going to miss games. They're not going to miss game checks, and it's hard to blame them. They have very short, finite careers. But if you're going to have imbalance, when it comes to the ultimate labor weapon that management has, you need to use anything else you can to the fullest. And this ruling is something that should have been used in every possible context, in every potential way against the NFL, in additional legal filings, in a PR blitz. As someone was telling me yesterday, they should have gone to the Department of Justice Antitrust Division and given this to them and said, you should investigate all the other ways they collude. with their employees who aren't subject to a union agreement, like coaches. They've been, I believe, colluding when it comes to coaches' pay for decades. So there are so many different ways this thing should have been used as a hammer for the NFL. Instead, they stuck it in a drawer, they shoved it shut, and they refused to give it to anyone, including the members of their union, including the three quarterbacks who were the ones who were the focal point of the case. Nobody had seen this thing until Pablo got his hands on it.
Well, and that brings us to one of those quarterbacks, and it's the one we talk about most on this show for obvious reasons. And in real time, we found, like, I was throwing the collusion word around all over the place, and I'm like, it's quite dubious that the Ravens would be willing to take this asset and let him go out into the marketplace and talk to other teams and to allegedly find out what he's worth. And why would you do that? Well, maybe you would do that, right? Isn't it fair to ask? You would do that if you kind of knew your business partners, who you're supposed to be competing with, were more interested in tamping down salaries and making sure that Watson was an outlier than they were going and getting the, you know, even having a coffee with the best player ostensibly on the market that this league had seen in years.
Oh, you're absolutely right. This was all about holding the rope in a game of tug of war once Deshaun Watson got a fully guaranteed contract, because the union had tried in two prior CBA negotiations, 2011 and 2020, to get fully guaranteed contracts for all players. And the league fought back against that. So the Watson contract was the moment that a fire was started on the management side of the equation. And the league basically told the teams to take a fire extinguisher to that Watson contract and hold the rope. And the Cardinals did with Kyler Murray, the Broncos did with Russell Wilson, and the Ravens ultimately did with Lamar Jackson. But it's easy to apply the non-exclusive franchise tag when you know, number one, he wants a fully guaranteed contract, and number two, none of the other teams are going to give him one. They didn't even call him. It's amazing. Before they applied the tag, the conclusion from the arbitrator was that there were multiple teams that had reached out before the tag was applied. Once the tag was applied, nobody ever talked to him. And I remember believing the same thing at the time. It's all collusion. They're coming up with excuses. It felt like Colin Kaepernick all over again. Yeah. One excuse after another as to why they weren't interested. Completely different facts, but the same idea. Excuse after excuse after excuse. And in this case, it's a guy who was the MVP in 2023 and should have been the MVP in 2024, mm-hmm. all due respect to Josh Allen.
So you're a lawyer, I'm not, but is there a part of you who, having consumed this now and marinated on it, if you were to advise Lamar Jackson and say, well, wait a minute, Lamar Jackson, they used a mechanism in the CBA that they said publicly was allowing you to find out your worth before you came back to them to do a deal. And you put out a statement on your own social media in real time saying, I think I got to go somewhere else to get what I want because these guys won't recognize my worth. But in fact, if no one was willing to even call you to have a nice tea with you, then we never knew what you were worth. So, you know what I mean? Is there some legal standing? Is there anything he could do? And I know that CBAs are kind of ironclad, and you're you know, we know this special master. I mean, look, we know that that's not really a real court, right? That's a kangaroo court. But do you think he has any recourse to say, wait a minute, this whole thing was a bit of a charade?
Well, and it's not as much of a kangaroo court as it is when the league is in charge of the arbitration. But in this case, I believe the arbitrator just flat out got it wrong. He ignored what I think is strong evidence. Circumstantial,
sure.
Circumstantial evidence is still evidence that they did listen to what the management council said when they told the owners March 28th of 2022, watch the guaranteed money, reduce the guaranteed money, because they did. And the text message exchanges, like the ones between Michael Bidwell, the owner of the Cardinals, and Deuce Spanos, the owner of the Chargers, I mean, that is all damning circumstantial evidence that they did exactly what they were told to do. So from Jackson's perspective, I think what you have to do is take a step back and realize the system is kind of rigged against you as it relates to proving collusion. So you have to find other ways to build leverage. And I look at his contract right now, guys, he's got 3 years left.
Yeah.
His cap number goes to $75 mm-hmm. million next year. Now, the Ravens have a device where they can do a restructuring and bring that down, but those dollars under the cap get pushed to future years. His cap number 2027, the last year of the contract, is $75, and maybe it'll go higher if they restructure next year. And the franchise tag for 2028 is a 20% bump over whatever his final cap number is for 2027. Right now, that's due to be $89 million as his one-year franchise tag number in 2028. He could just sit tight. He could basically do what he did the last time and say, I want a fully guaranteed contract, and until you give it to me, I'm not signing. And if he's willing to play the next 3 years, he goes straight to free agency. But the problem is, what's going to happen when he goes straight to free agency? Yeah. What's going to happen? No one's going to offer him a fully guaranteed contract. Right.
Mike, you and Pablo did a great job uncovering all the 61-page document and breaking it all down. I'm quite frankly shocked this isn't a bigger story nationally with how damning this is against the league.
Well, I think there's a lot of media companies out there that are in bed or hope to be in bed with the National Football League. ESPN is getting ready to buy NFL media. So they didn't even have a story on it until last night around 7 o'clock Eastern. CBS had something Jonathan Jones wrote, but I will say this. I have had so many radio and podcast requests the last 2 days, I can't keep them straight. And I know it's a slow week, but still, it would be very easy for people to just gloss over and say, this isn't very interesting. So I think people get it. But I agree with you. It is something that should be reverberating. It should be resonating. Media companies should be assigning reporters to find ways to advance this. This isn't just something that should get covered as a discrete event that is over. Because there are players out there exploring their options. Let's get some of them on the record. Let's get some more reporting on what they're doing, on whether they're going to hire lawyers. Are they going to sue the league? Are they going to sue the union? Are they going to sue both? Let's hear from a player. Let's hear from somebody on the executive committee. And there's so many media companies out there that are constantly competing for fresh content as it relates to the NFL. The idea that no one is swarming around, and they're easy to find, the executive committee members, the player representatives are easy to find. The running backs that were losing their minds justifiably 2 years ago, they should be commenting on this. And maybe it'll happen, I don't know, but I just feel like this thing, and maybe people don't fully understand yet what the potential of it is, but I do think a lot of it is you've got, especially as it relates to the major legacy media companies, you got a lot of people that don't want to piss off the NFL.
Talking with Mike Florio, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. Mike, before we let you go, you've got good instincts for this. Your opinion, where do we go from here? Is it business as usual? Does anything change?
Well, it all depends upon whether or not the players get upset. And I think what's happened is that the union has weaponized player apathy against them. And that's how Lloyd Howell got the job as executive director a couple of years ago under this process that was completely cloaked in secrecy. And no one even knew who the other candidates were. And we still don't know with any real certainty who the other candidates were. And if the players just continue to not be engaged, nothing's going to happen with this. But if players get upset, and if I was a member of this union, I'd be upset. Why did you hide this from me? Especially if I was Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, or Russell Wilson, why'd you hide this from me? Why is this a big secret? And I don't know that the things J.C. Treader, who's now the chief strategy officer and may have designs on being the next executive director, I don't know whether the things he said about Russell Wilson are going to piss players off, but my understanding is one of the reasons they hid this is because they wanted to protect J.C. Treader from what would be the bad look of a potential future executive director saying nasty things about a prominent quarterback. So it all comes down to the players. Are the players going to rise up and ask questions and demand change, or is this going to be like anything else where it just kind of fizzles out and dies down and we all have the attention span of goldfish and we move on to the next bright, shiny object whenever it comes along?
Mike Florio, this has been great. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Come back. Baltimore Orioles, put Gary Sanchez behind the plate at your own peril. It's some necessary roughness next here on The Fan.
Against the right-handers.
Haggerty was on the run. The ball got through Sanchez's leg, so an easy steal to move the tying run to second.
Well, we told you they run a little bit. And
there he goes for third. Soto never checked him again. Tying run is at third.
Well, boy, this drives you crazy, doesn't it? Boy, Sanchez. You know, it's funny. I've heard so many different things about his pop time, good arm. But again, the little nuances catchers need to do. Maybe a little lacking.
So that was Jim Palmer.
Little things like catch the ball, tag people, know how to position yourself around the base, occasionally block the ball, look like you give a damn calling a game, and exert some effort behind the plate. Little things like that.
Yeah, Kevin Brown and Jim Palmer on the call last night, and there was a lot of bad defense.
Palm was disgusted last night, and rightfully so.
And there was a
flashbacks to Severino.
A lot of bad defense in last night's game. Ramon Laureano had a bad throw. Gunnar Henderson had a bad throw, but Gary Sanchez was the star of this bleep show.
You're a fraud franchise if you keep catching him. You're a fraud, bigger frauds than I thought you were, if you keep letting this guy destroy games behind the plate.
He can't block. He can't throw. He can't catch.
And he also can't call games.
No.
You look at his numbers compared to Adley, Maverick Hanley, who's caught the same amount of games as Sanchez this year. His ERA of pitchers throwing to Sanchez, 5.30, highest on the staff. Strikeout to walk ratio, lowest on the staff, the worst on the staff. Batting average, on base, slugging, all the worst on
the
staff.
They didn't like throwing to him in New York when he was at the top of his game from a production standpoint offensively. They didn't like throwing to him in Milwaukee where they've got a lot of smart pitchers and they actually know how to develop pitchers. And I can't imagine they like throwing to him here. And when you sign a mediocre DH and then pretend he's going to be your backup catcher at a time when your stud 1-1 catcher, alleged stud, doesn't hit when he catches anymore and doesn't really hit at all. And last year, your backup catcher caught your first playoff game because that's how bad your starting catcher was catching. And your answer to all that is Sanchez? That's foolish. That's asinine, and you're taking people for fools. And people around here, I've tried to tell you a million times, we know real baseball, and we're not fools. We're not the sucker you are for paying this guy and thinking somehow that this would be tenable. And I remember talking to Mike Bordick, who knows way more about baseball than all of us combined, a few weeks ago when they're telling you Sanchez is hitting home runs in Norfolk, so here he comes. And I'm like, Bordy, do you ever need to see this guy pretend to be a major league catcher ever again in your life, or would you like to just see Maverick Hanley? And he's like, oh, I know that you know, Sanchez can hit the ball really far sometimes, but no, I don't ever need to see him again in my life. And I'm like, when I'm aligned with Bordy on something like that, I know I'm on the right side of history, but the clowns in the warehouse, we'll see what they do. And so on a night where he hits a bomb, a three-run bomb, as part of back-to-back-to-back home runs, he's so terrible behind the plate that the story still is he cost them the game behind the plate.
By the way, those were the only four hits they had that inning in the seventh where they ended up with back-to-back-to-back home runs. They had four hits for the game, all four in that inning. But yes, he was pathetic behind the plate, and you can't catch him. Like maybe
so between
once in a while.
Now and Sunday, how many games does he catch?
One at most.
Tomorrow, I'm going to say two.
Okay.
I'm saying one at most.
And I'm saying,
don't ruin my wedding weekend.
And I'm saying get Stallings up here now, because you to have one catcher right now, you need three.
And by the way, can we bring up again the fact they didn't put Trump in the game last night in the ninth or tenth inning to help with this situation? They ran Sanchez, and in part cost them the baseball game.
Pretty stupid. Pretty foolish. You kind of need a catcher, especially when you've got a bad pitching staff. Boy, your catchers better at least be able to help them out some. They shouldn't be an albatross. They shouldn't be a drain. They shouldn't be one more thing you have to worry about. And hopefully the Maverick Hanley stint is only, you know, 7 days, and it's not actually a concussion. We're all hoping. But that kid needs to be if your goal now is to make the Sanchez signing look like something other than the epic fail it is, because all you do is epic fail at the major league level.
He's hitting, Jason.
Then that's fine. Make him a right-handed hitting DH and leave Maverick Hanley up here, because Adley's not coming back for a while. So, and let that kid catch. Let him catch 5 days a week. I don't care if he hits the ball at all. And you're going to need him and Stallings, because he's not going to catch 7 days a week. And I'm telling you, Sanchez should catch 0 days a week.
Orioles and Rangers, game three of the three-game series tonight at 6:30. Baltimore Baseball tonight at 5:30 with Bordy and the Bobster. And joining us next, part of our Baltimore Baseball Tonight crew, we'll ask Ryan Ripken, should Gary Sanchez ever catch for the Orioles again? You'll get his answer next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.